It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Neva Pied is over there running the iPad, and we've got a double blessing going on in the room today, y'all. We have two people here today, Doug Eccles and Chasten Music. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very good. God bless you.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can now text it to our text line, 580-485-0837. Or you can still post it to our page, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. I think I covered it all. Would one of you guys please pray to start us out?
Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today and this opportunity, Lord, to be a part of this ministry and a part of this broadcast to share your word and your truth. And we just pray your blessings over each and every person listening today. I pray that you open their heart and their mind to be receptive to your word. Pray that you encourage them, lift them up. If there's one listening today that may be down, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would just, Lord, reveal yourself to them and give them the joy of the Lord today. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So I like your title this morning, Doug, Miracles.
Hey, well, we all sometime in our life will probably need one, so that's Amen. Why I like to talk about them.
I'm so glad he's still the God that does miracles.
Amen. Amen.
Well, it's all you, sir.
Okay, well, I'm so glad to be with you, and I know the before we do anything, I'm glad to be with Chasten and you. And this week we've been out at Gateway and having great services. And, you know, we just invite people to come out. We still have one more service tonight at 7 if you don't have another service to go to. But I want to talk about miracles because I believe the Bible is a book of miracles. And really, if you don't believe in miracles, then you really don't believe in the Bible.
Come on.
And Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The word sign there, really, when we read it, we say, "What? He's going to give me a sign, a stop sign, a yield sign. What is that?" Really, the word there is miracle. The Lord himself will give you a miracle. So if you're looking for a miracle from anyone else, you're probably looking at the wrong place. But the Lord himself, his cousin's not giving you a miracle, the brother's not giving you a miracle, the pastor, the evangelist, but the Lord himself today will give you a miracle. And the Bible said, he shall call his name Emmanuel. The word Emmanuel really means the eternal one. He's the eternal healer. He's the eternal miracle worker. He is our miracle. And, you know, sometimes when you say Jesus is your miracle, you know, people begin to tune out because they say, oh, yeah, I've heard that. But, you know, everything about Jesus is a miracle. His birth, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, all of that is a miracle. But when we say that, sometimes we still, you know, say, yeah, I understand, but what does that have to do with me? Well, let's make it more personal today. If you're listening, I want you to hear Isaiah 35, verse 5 and 6, and I believe this is for you today. "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert." So I don't know what that means to you, but somebody today is in a dry and a lonely place, and you need a miracle. I believe the Lord is going to give you a miracle today. I was preaching in North Carolina not very long ago, and I was reminded of this story. A man came up to me. I'd been at that church many, many times. And so when I go to a church, I don't know the first time I'm there, I don't know if people are visitors or what. But the first time I was there, this guy was sitting on the second row by an elderly lady, and I found out it was his mother. And she had invited him 2 weeks before I got there. It was Mother's Day, and he had not been to church in 41 years. That's her son. But she really put the screws on him to come to that meeting. And she said, you know, this could be my last Mother's Day. His name's Mike Anderson. He's a good friend of mine. She said, this could be my last Mother's Day. So he showed up to church. And he said, for that hour and a half in that church service, he said, I felt peace like I had not had in so long a time. He said, Doug, I was an alcoholic. I was drunk every day by noon. I smoked dope every day. Every word pretty much out of my mouth was a foul word or a foul story. And he said, I went to the strip club 3 times a week, and he said I would have gone more often if I had more money. He said, but I sat in that service and had peace that I hadn't had since I was a little boy. And he said, I went back to church the next week just for that peace. He said, I didn't respond to anything that was said, but I just sat there. And I invited my wife. She said, I'm not going. You're crazy. The next week he came back. I happened to be there in revival. I did not know that he was new. I didn't know that he hadn't been coming. And when I gave the invitation for people to give their heart to the Lord for that miracle of salvation, he walked down the aisle, gave his heart to Jesus. And now that's been many, many years ago. But at the first time he told me, he said, that was 3.5 years ago. He said, I'm not taking a drink. He said, I'm not smoked any dope. I've not been to the strip club. He said, I'm not told dirty stories or had corrupt communication come out of my mouth. He said, Doug, when I came to Christ, old things passed away and all things became new. My friend Mike Anderson received his miracle that day. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're listening and you're messed up, you got problems, God will do for you what he did for Mike Anderson. But I think about Mike Anderson's mother. She was sitting next to him, 90 years old, been praying for him for 41 years. Here she is in a dry and lonely place. She's concerned about her child, and yet God gave her a miracle. So I don't know what your miracle is you need today, but I believe if you go through the Bible, God is a God of the miracles, and I believe something good's going to happen today. If you need a miracle, make sure you call up or text, because we're going to pray in about 20 minutes for the prayers, but I'm going to keep preaching about miracles. I believe the dictionary says something about a miracle. It's a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. I like that definition pretty good, except the word surprising. For those of us that are believers, miracles should not be something that's surprising. We should be expecting miracles. And today, I didn't come here not expecting anything. I came expecting the supernatural intervention of God, because I believe what he did for Mike, he can do for you. What he did for that woman, he can do for you. And as you go through the Bible, it's just full of miracles. You've got Abraham and Sarah there. He's an old man. She's an old lady. She's 40 years past menopause, and they're still believing for a baby. There's supernatural conception. That is a miracle when they had that son Isaac. And yet that miracle didn't stop. Here is a woman that is 90 years old, an elderly woman, really, and she's able to nurse her own baby. There's another miracle. So let's keep going. We got the Red Sea divided, and the children of Israel passed through on dry ground. That's a miracle. We got the walls of Jericho that fall down when they walked around them 7 times. There's another miracle. This Bible that we have, some of us read it like it's a fairy tale. But the truth is, these are written for you and I to bless us, and that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we know that even today, maybe out here in Western Oklahoma and also West Texas, there's fires. I pray for protection in the middle of that fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire, and somehow God protected them. So we're going to pray. I know we're going to pray in a little bit, but I want to pray right now. Father God, I speak protection over anyone that is going through a struggle right now with fire, natural fire around their house, around their farm, around their ranch. Lord, I speak the power of God to move, and whatever has to happen, Lord, we're believing for miracles right now. But when you go through the Bible, there's even more. We got protection from the hungry lions when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. You know, here he should have been ate up, but he was falsely accused and thrown into that lion's den, but God protected him. Maybe today you've been falsely accused and thrown to some lions, and people are yapping around you. I'm telling you, God can bring you a miracle today. And I just want to talk a little bit about miracles, what a miracle can do for you, and what a miracle can do for your family. And what can a miracle do? Number one, a miracle can instantly turn something bad to something good.
Amen.
A miracle can instantly turn something bad to something good. You say, what am I talking about? You got something going on in your life. You're listening today or watching on Facebook. I'm telling you, something bad's going on. God can turn it instantly to something good. You remember the story about Jesus? Well, he'd been preaching to the multitude, and prior to that, we have Simon Peter that had been fishing all night, and he had caught absolutely nothing. And they were cleaning their nets, and I think they'd given up. And, you know, if you're fishing for a living and you don't catch any fish, you've got a problem. It's like a salesman not making any sales. It's like a teacher having nobody to teach to. It's like, you know, a construction worker with nowhere to work. So here they have a problem. They do not have provision. And yet Jesus is coming with the multitude pressing on him, and he's backing up to that Sea of Galilee. And as he's backing up to that Sea of Galilee, you think about this, there's two boats there. And Jesus just happened to get into Simon Peter's boat. A lot of people think it's an accident. I believe it was a divine appointment.
Yes.
Because you got to think about this. He steps in that boat and he says, can I preach in your boat? Now you think about Jesus. He didn't even need the boat to preach. This is the guy that can walk on water.
Come on.
So he doesn't need that boat. Right. But Simon Peter needed a miracle. So he preaches in that boat. And when he preaches in that boat, when he's done, he says to Simon Peter, take your boat out to the deepest part of the lake and throw out your nets and you'll catch a whole bunch of fish. Now, I will tell you, I've been to the Sea of Galilee, and I will tell you that they still fish that lake. Professional fishermen still fish there. And I was talking to one of them. I said, where do you catch fish here? Do you catch fish out in the deep part of the lake? And this fisherman said, there are no fish in the deep part of this lake. I said, well, where do you catch fish? He said, well, over there, there's a spring, a natural spring that comes up and it puts up warm water, and it's a very shallow part of the Sea of Galilee. So even where Jesus said to fish was not the place where they normally would fish. It was a miracle. And when he was obedient, see, the proof of your faith is in obedience. So he was willing to do what God said. So I don't know what God's spoken to you to do today, but you need to do what God has told you to do today, and it will begin a miracle in your life. But the Bible said the fish that he caught filled both ships. They had to call their friend. And so here we got, God brought supernatural provision. He turned something bad immediately to something good. I was preaching some time ago in Blue Well, West Virginia. It's out in the middle of nowhere. I was preaching at a church there that it runs more people than the town has. It's really a blessing.
Wow.
And nice pastor there, and we came the first week of May, and he wanted me to be there because he said, let's make sure the weather's good. Well, I woke up on Sunday morning, look out my hotel room, and there was 14 inches of snow.
Oh,
And he said, if you were not here, we wouldn't have had church. So instead of having a big crowd, we had 14 people show up to church. One person for every inch of snow. And I preached, and I don't know, the Lord spoke to me while I was preaching. And he said, give a woman a word. And I started arguing with God. I'm like, what do you mean, give her a word? I am giving her a word. I'm preaching. You know, I'm doing that in my head. Now, if you argue with God out loud, you're absolutely crazy.
Come on.
Okay, but I was just kind of doing it in my head. I'm like, I'll do it when I'm done. I don't have a word, whatever. And finally, I could not go on with preaching, so there was a woman wearing a red dress there, and the Lord said, just have her stand up. And I had her stand up. I said, I didn't have anything profound to say, and the Lord just dropped in my heart a simple word to give her, and it was simply this: you've been given a bad report, a terrible report, but the Lord is turning around. That's all I said. You've been given a terrible report, and the Lord is going to turn around. Now, this lady, when she stood up, she was noticeably pregnant, and I found out later she was 6 months pregnant. You could see that she was pregnant, but I said to her, the Lord said, you've been given a terrible report, but he's turning it around. And she got really blessed. She starts crying and just praising God. And I just went on with my sermon. And after the service, I went out in the foyer. And the pastor, he ran out. And he said, you don't know what you said to that woman today. I said, well, I just said what I felt the Lord spoke to me. He said, that woman is 6 months pregnant. And she was told by clinic after clinic, doctor after doctor, she's been going because she's having problems with her pregnancy. And when they've run tests, they found out that the baby she's carrying has extreme Down syndrome, to the point that when the baby's born, it may only live a few seconds, and it could cause the mother to die. And they have been telling her, you need to abort the baby. This is the report she was given. But the Lord said, you've been given a terrible report. I'm going to turn it around. 3 months later, I get a phone call from Pastor Andy Bird. He calls me up and he says, Brother Doug, he said, I'm at the hospital. He said, I want you to know I'm holding the baby. The baby is perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with this baby, and the mother's perfectly fine. See, a miracle can instantly turn something bad to something good. So I don't know if you're listening today and you got something horrible happening in your life. God can turn that terrible report into something good. So if you're listening, make sure you call in, text in, let us hear from you, because we're going to pray over these needs, and we're believing for miracles. We're not just believing, you know, you're going to make it for half an hour longer. Well, if that's all you need, then that's good. But I'm going to believe that things turn around, and what the devil has meant for bad, God can turn for good today. I believe God, somebody is listening, and you're in the valley, and today God is taking you to the mountaintop. Get ready, because things are changing in the name of Jesus. I believe in miracles. Miracles, number two, can take something good and make it something unusually better. So not everybody listening today, you have everything going bad in your life. If you're breathing, it's good. You know, we know if you're breathing, it's good. But there's some people that have some good that could become unusually better. You think about in the Bible, in John chapter 6, there was a little boy that was at a meeting where Jesus was preaching, and it kind of went like this. One of the disciples come to Jesus, and he says, hey, all the people